The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. But it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I want to share with you today some of the words from a spiritual book I've been reading. The author says, "Our life can be built safely only on Christ himself, who is our sole hope, our sure foundation. And this means, first of all, that we strive to identify our will with his. Ours is not a more or less superficial adherence to a faint and barely distinguishable historical figure called Jesus Christ, but an adherence to his manifest will and to his clearly discernible and knowable person." The reading in today's gospel says, "It is not those who say to me, 'Lord, Lord,' who will enter the kingdom, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." God's will is the compass needle which at every moment accurately points the way that takes us to him. At the same time, this course is the path to our own happiness. The fulfillment of the divine will also gives us tremendous fortitude to overcome every obstacle. What a joy to be able to say at the end of our days, "I have always tried to seek and to follow God's will in everything." The successes we have had will not gladden us half so much, nor will the failures and the sufferings we have undergone matter in the slightest. What will matter, and matter a lot, is whether we have loved God's will in preference to our own and made its implementation active in our lives. God's will is intimately bound up with meeting each day with a loving smile, with the fulfillment of our duties no matter how difficult they are, and with the help, both supernatural and human, that we give to those at our side.